And welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. Stay with us. We've got more of our interview coming up. But right now, we're going to take a pause, talk with Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting, BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. She is on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting. She's also on LinkedIn. You can also reach her by phone the old-fashioned way at 963-0842.
Thank you, Richard.
We are in some interesting transitional periods. I know that when we talk about the moon, full moon, new moon, quarter moon, half moon, all those different things, we also have some astrological transitions we're dealing with, and then we have some religious transitional periods as well here as in this latter half of September.
Absolutely. This is a really, really exciting time, spiritually, astrologically, psychologically, and we've just got a lot happening right now that's really fun. Virgo is transitioning at the spring or the fall equinox, which is this Monday, the 22nd, on the fall equinox is when the sun moves from Virgo into Libra. It's also when the days and nights are of about roughly equal length, mm-hmm. or the most equal as they get. The equinoxes are when they are at their most equal during
right.
the course of the year. And so that's always energetically a big honking deal.
I know
and
that.
And huge opportunities.
Yeah. Well, I know this time of the year, especially, a lot of things are starting. Of course, people have been involved in harvest, as we've talked about many times. They've already started it, probably back in August, late August and September.
Yes.
School has started, various sporting events for those who are interested. And it's just it's like the weather. It usually does cooperate. It usually starts to cool down. You start feeling more comfortable, more at ease, a little more relaxed, and those types of things as well. And I think that that's also a good thing. I get that sense when I see the shadows shifting. As a kid growing up in September, when they started shifting in a particular direction at a particular time of the late afternoon or evening, I knew, oh boy, cooler weather's coming, and it's fall, and the holidays, and you know, we're heading towards, obviously, the winter solstice. But talk to us a little bit about this transition from Virgo to Libra.
Well, it's a key part of the harvest. You know, there's three signs, four signs, really, that are part of the harvest. Leo, Virgo, Libra, and Scorpio. So we're right in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
We're right in the middle of it. And Virgo, what I love about Virgo and Libra is that they are both so service-oriented. They are very, very similar in that they're asking you to kind of be more emotionally efficient and put aside whatever your personal issues or problems are, but not put aside in terms of stuff them and, you know, just let them fester and get worse, but to process, to reconcile whatever is in the way so that you can be of greater service to your community, your fellows, your family, your neighbors, and to God, whoever you believe God to be. And so there's a huge, you know, there's a lot of activity here, both on the material level with the activities of the harvest and coming back to school and financial and marketing, business kinds of actions.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a lot of emotional work that can be very easy to do this time this time of year, if you can just kind of be with it, especially this year, because it's just like the domino theory. It's one thing after another. We've got the fall equinox on Monday. We have a new moon in Libra on Tuesday, and then the beginning of some of the Jewish high holidays, the holy days, the days of awe, begin on Thursday with Rosh Hashanah, which is many things, but one of them is, you know, it's the Jewish New Year, and it's based on the belief that it's the anniversary of the day that God created Adam and Eve. So it can be a tremendous new beginning, especially if you keep that image of in your heart, you know, the image of love that God had when he created man, God or whoever,
mm-hmm.
and then the love that humans are supposed to have or trying to have for each other.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we encourage you to get in touch with Beth at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, on Facebook, as I mentioned, Beth McDonald Consulting, LinkedIn, 963-0842. And we're going to talk next week, next weekend, which is the last weekend of September, as we head into the last quarter of 2014. Really has gone by fast. We've talked about the speed of time, and the speed of time is catching up with us here. Beth, thank you so much for joining us, and we will talk to you on the 28th.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
Stay tuned for more. Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Don't go away.